But once again, we're reminded it's not just vitamins, it's not just exercise, it's not just your state of mind, but it's everything in totality and the right balance, and it's focusing on what you need to do and then doing it and then moving forward.
Yes, and we are, in Western society, we are the minority in the world that actually take this into account. And we obviously are living longer and longer because of it. So it's even more important because medicine can actually keep us alive now, even though we're on the brink of death. It's more important to reach an advanced age with all your faculties still intact, including your muscle strength, your bones, and your brain.
Well, there's the magic word, and it right, you know, immediately reminds me of your great book, Save Your Brain, and the wonderful video that you produce that I've seen and many others have seen. But tell us about the connection between anti-aging medicine and the brain, and what inspired you to write this book, Save Your Brain?
Well, I had been thinking about it, as you know, for some time, but I thought the evidence wasn't really there until 2006, and now we do know how the brain becomes at risk, how everyone's brain starts to age. At around about age 35, you can measure the decline in the brain, and from there on it goes downhill. And we know that there are at least seven big functions that decline, and some particular areas such as the hypothalamus and the substantia nigra. And recently, since the turn of the century, we've learned how to protect them. And that's a huge, huge advantage, so big that it's now a multi-billion-dollar industry throughout the world because the evidence is extremely convincing. So I thought that the average person might like a book like Save Your Brain, which explained it in fairly non-specialist terms. You know, like, for instance, in Chapter 7, I talk about the brain in flames, which is the brain inflamed. That's what the medieval medicine used to say, that an organ was in flames. That's where inflamed came from.
Oh.
And when the brain gets inflamed, of course, nothing works particularly well. And we know that now that simple anti-inflammatories such as ginger and cinnamon and turmeric prevent brain inflammation. And even man-made anti-inflammatories such as aspirin and ibuprofen. And that's, in fact, some of the evidence comes from Patrick McGeer at the University of British Columbia, and they found that, for instance, that arthritis patients who regularly took anti-inflammatories, either aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen, were 7 times less likely to develop Alzheimer's during their life.